tipsy. Aw, thank you. Thank you, honey, for taking me to that bar and being my DD. I really appreciate it, my darling. It's been so long since I've been to a movie and then been out drinking. And goodness, drinking and drinking and drinking was such a relief. Not having to wear a mask anymore, at least for that. Because sitting through that film with a mask on was just... so brutal. I got so warm and so sweaty and sticky. What about you? Oh, well, good for you. You can just wear your nice filtered mask and not have to deal with what I have to deal with my dumb cheap cloth mask. Goody for you, honey. Oh, come on, don't look at me like that. I'm your girlfriend. I'm supposed to rag on you a little. I'm just giving you crap. I mean nothing nefarious behind it. Plus, I am tipsy, so there's that. Wait, don't grab your keys just yet. You don't have to go. I noticed in your car you keep a backpack with spare things in it. I guess in case you get stuck somewhere with your car, but I brought it in for you, see? Well, I was hoping you'd be willing to spend the night. I mean, you've only come here to hang out and watch Netflix and stuff and dinner and whatnot that we brought in from takeout places. But you've never actually really slept in my bed. At least with me also sleeping in the bed. Like, yes, you've taken naps here and I told you you could use my room. Or sleep on my couch. But you and me, together, here, sleeping and then getting up the next morning and doing the whole breakfast thing and everything. Well, we haven't really done that yet. And I was wondering if tonight, you and me, we could spend the night together here, curl up in bed together, maybe cuddle a little bit and snuggle and keep each other nice and toasty. I thought maybe that would be a nice thing for us to do together tonight. But I understand if you need to get home. I do. After all, I'd probably feel uncomfortable if out of nowhere you wanted me to spend the night at your place. Oh? You want to stay with me? Aw, honey. That makes me so happy. And no, I'm not just asking you to stay with me because I'm tipsy and had a bit too much to drink. I was maybe planning this all day. Maybe. Because, well, we've been going steady for a few months now. And I was thinking about sometime soon introducing you to my family. And I overheard you when you were on the phone with one of your buddies. You were thinking the same thing about introducing me to your folks. So I figured before we did all that, I made things, you know, a little bit more complicated with our families knowing each other and whatnot, that maybe we should start spending nights together. And I don't mean getting up to any sexy, funny business. I just mean, you know, cuddling under the blankets and listening to music and maybe give each other a few kisses and stuff. And then just, I don't know, fall asleep in each other's arms. Yeah, that does sound really nice, doesn't it? I've been thinking about this for a while, actually. How about you, honey? Aw, sweetie. Oh yeah, I do remember some of the old messages you sent me, asking about spending the night together. And no, this isn't an open invitation to just get frisky. I mean, we've gotten frisky before, duh. Like, especially when I go to your place, I don't know, something about your room just, gets me going, you know? Maybe because it smells like you. But yeah, I mean, I don't mind if you want to do it with me. After all, I do like the name. So you call me when we get down to it. And especially when you cry out my name. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, it just sends shivers down my spine. And you're like, Oh, Sammy, I'm almost there. Oh, okay, I'll stop. I see you getting all weird and jittery and you're wiggling a bit. I know. Sexy talk outside the bedroom is something you don't exactly like. I get it. I mean, it's not like we're on opposite ends of the state and all we have is, you know, FaceTime and phone calls and such, and doing everything that way. We're here together, in person, so I don't have to tease you like this. I can just pet your hair. Just stroke your hair. Yeah, you like it when I just play with your hair by your ears. I like it too. Your hair is very soft. What kind of shampoo do you use? Oh yeah, I've seen it in your bathroom. And your hair smells good too. Really does. Your shampoo is so good, I might have to borrow it sometime. Because all the lady shampoo I use is like, initially it smells really good, like it smells like strawberry or lavender or roses or whatever. But after like a couple hours, the smell goes away. Major bummer. How about you and I, before we get too comfy, we take a bath or a shower together? No? You want to do that in the morning? Oh yeah, that's right. You're an early bird. I guess no sleeping in for either of us tomorrow. Oh yeah, your good morning text always at like 6, 7 in the morning. Keep forgetting that. Because I don't wake up until close to 10. Well, then again, my shifts at work don't start till like 2 p.m. What time do your shifts start again? No wonder. Oh, goodness, that's early. I keep forgetting how much you work. Because you always seem to be able to make time for me. Here, come on. Grab your stuff. Let's head to the bedroom. And no, not in that way. Like I said before, we're just going to cuddle and snuggle and get all cozy. Oh, you want to do all that tomorrow in the shower? I feel ya. I haven't really done it in the shower before. Maybe a couple of times back when I was in school. Just fooling around with people, but been a while. Oh, goodness. I hope my shower tub thingy is big enough and not too slippery. You are just so nice to look at. You know that, sweetie? My darling. Darling. My darling. I could just look at you all night and all day, really. You're just so pleasing to look at. And very pleasing to touch, too. I could just pet you and stroke you until you fall asleep. Would you like that? Maybe later? Okay. So how about we just cuddle for a bit? Just lean back on the pillows like this and just look at each other, look up at the ceiling and the weird patterns my lights make, even when they're set on dim. By the way, thank you for these new light bulbs. These app-controlled ones. They're very convenient. Probably one of the best holiday gifts I've gotten so far. You're very thoughtful and considerate like that. Probably one of the many, many reasons I said yes to going out with you and being, you know, just going steady and only dating you and you only dating me. Because you think about me in ways like that. You think about things I might really like, things I might find useful. And I hope I do the same for you. Do I? Oh, that's a relief. Here I was thinking I'm not really doing much on my part to be a good partner for you. Yeah, this is typical classic Sammy. Always overthinking everything. Well, I hope I don't overthink things too much. I get a lot of anxiety. Like, a lot of anxiety. What about you? You've called me sometimes middle of the night, having weird thoughts. But are you, like, overly anxious, where you just worry randomly about anything and everything? Oh, just, like, kinda, sorta? Okay, like, I get that, I do. Sorry if I'm bugging you, you do seem kinda tired. It's been a long day for you. I forgot you worked today and I had the day off. And your day started really early. What time is it now? I can't see my clock from here. And you still got your watch on. Really? Is that late? Oh yeah, we did kinda stay pretty close to the bar closing. I forgot about that. No wonder you're yawning like crazy. I'd be too if I'd been up about 20 hours or so. Oh yeah, it is gonna be sunrise in a couple hours. Maybe less. Do you work tomorrow? Oh good, good. Having the day off too really helps. That's why you said yes to spending the night? Go figure. Yeah, you're still gonna get up early, aren't you? How about in the morning, you make breakfast for the both of us? Does that sound good? Because you're getting up early anyway, and you know me, I need my beauty rest. I'm not always this pretty all the time, you know? And to stay pretty like this, I need a bit of sleep. So how about if I'm not up by like 10, 10:30, you can come in and wake me up, but if you're gonna be up early anyway, you're free to raid the fridge, raid the pantry, and cook whatever it is you can find that's good for, like, breakfast, maybe kind of brunchish, you know? Oh, that is a good idea. Oh, you can make a fancy brunch for the both of us. Oh, that's really cool. I didn't really know you could cook like that. I mean, yeah, I've been to your place, but we pretty much always just do, like, takeaway and stuff like that. I've never seen you cook. I've seen you, like, nuke stuff in the microwave and boil a pot on the stove, but I haven't seen you, like, really go in-depth, like, chopping things and using a pan and everything else that goes into, like, seriously cooking. Maybe it's because I'm not much of a cook. Yeah, no, I'm really not. I try, but not too good at it. My mom is an amazing cook, an even more amazing baker. Ah, you should taste some of her brownies. Ah, even though they have, like, nothing trippy or anything in it, just the taste alone, the flavor. Ah, so orgasmic. I get high from the brownies without actually getting high from the brownies. Oh, I can't wait for you to meet my ma and try some for yourself. That's gonna be really fun. And now that we're doing this little sleepover, Maybe in the next month or so, you can come to my parents' house with me. Meet my mom, meet my dad. If my brother's home, meet him. And then meet my younger sister. I've told you about my sister. She's about to graduate high school pretty soon. So, yeah. And I'll meet your folks whenever you're comfortable with that. I don't mind waiting. Oh, wow. You're yawning like crazy and rubbing your eyes. You're exhausted, aren't you, honey? It's okay, darling. I'll settle down pretty soon if you want to just rest your head on my shoulder. Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's really good. Yeah, get nice and comfy. Ooh, yeah, you can drape your arm there. I don't mind. Yeah, that's nice, isn't it? Ooh, you're pretty warm, too. I like that. If you don't mind, then I'm just going to scroll a little bit on my phone until I get sleepy. Is that okay? Or is that rude? I hope that's not rude. Yeah, you'd do the same thing, wouldn't you? Figures. And so, you just curl up and get some good sleep. I'll fall asleep eventually, so just think of it right now as me looking out for you while you settle in and pass out here, because I know it can be kind of difficult to fall asleep in a strange place in a new situation. That's how I felt before when I was like a kid and I'd sleep over at friends' houses, and even with like my ex-partners, every time, like the first time I'd be at their places and they're to sleep, it'd be kind of weird. So yeah, just tuck in, darling. Get all comfy and cozy, and I'll be right here. Not go anywhere, I don't have to go use the restroom or anything. I did that before we left the bar. I don't feel anything right now, so I'm all yours. I'm a little hungry though, but I can wait until your delicious brunch in the morning. Yeah, you're really yawning. Oh goodness, goodness gracious. It's okay, you don't have to stay awake on my account. You're exhausted, darling. Just sleep. Please sleep. Seriously, I'll probably conk out in the next hour, so don't worry about me. There you go. Just settle in. Alright, honey? There you go. Yeah, that's good.
Good night, my darling. My sweet. Sleep well. Sweet dreams. I'll see you in the morning. Okay, my honey? My sweet, my dear, my darling? Okay. Nighty-night.